ಪರಮಹಂಸ ಪರಿವ್ರಜಕಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಅಷ್ಟೋತ್ತರ ಶತ ಶಿಶಿಮದ್ ಇಸ್ ಡಿವೈನ್ ಗ್ರೇಸ್ ಶ್ರೀಲ ಭೈಚರಣ ಅರವಿಂದ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವಿಧಾನ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಜಗದ್ಗುರು ಶ್ರೀಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಕಿ
ಜಯ.
ಇಸ್ಕಾನ್ ಬಿಬಿಟಿ ಫೌಂಡರ್ ಆಚಾರ್ಯ ಜಗದ್ಗುರು ಶ್ರೀಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಕಿ
ಜಯ.
ನಮಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಶ್ರೀಲ ಹರಿದಾಸ್ ಠಾಕುರ್ ಕಿ
ಜಯ.
ಪ್ರೇಮ್ ಸುಖೋ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ್ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸಾದಿ ಗೌರ್ ಭಕ್ತರಂದು ಕಿ
ಜಯ.
ಶ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀ ರಾಧಾ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಗೋಪ್ ಗೋಪಿನಾಥ ಶ್ಯಾಮ ಕುಂಡ ರಾಧಾ ಕುಂಡ ಗಿರಿ ಗೋವರ್ಧನ್ ಕಿ
ಜಯ.
ಬ್ರಜ ವೃಂದಾವನ್ ಧಾಮ ಕಿ ಮಾಯಪುರ ಧಾಮ ಕಿ
ಜಯ.
ಜಗನ್ನಾಥಪುರಿ ಧಾಮ ಕಿ
ಜಯ.
ಗಂಗಾ ಮಾಯಿ ಕಿ
ಜಯ.
ಜಮುನಾ ಮಾಯಿ ಕಿ
ಜಯ.
ಭಕ್ತಿ ದೇವಿ ಕಿ
ಜಯ.
ತುಳಸಿ ಮಹಾರಾಣಿ ಕಿ
ಜಯ.
ಸಮಾವಿತ ಭಕ್ತವೃಂದು ಕಿ
ಜಯ.
ಪಿತಾಯಿ ಗೌರ ಪ್ರಮಾನಂದ ಓ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಸ್ಟ್ ಸಂಬಲ್ ರಿವೋರಿ ಓ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಸ್ಟ್ Today we are celebrating the appearance day of Tiladini potency of Lord Krishna, Srimati Radharani. We should understand Radha Tattva, absolute truth about Radharani. Because the potential is also absolute and the potencies are also absolute. There is no purpose of a potency without the potent. So therefore, you can't separate them. You cannot think only of Radharani without Krishna. That is demoniac, if you think. Some people want to replace Radharani and become like Mirabai themselves. They want to take place of Radharani. A living entity, an ordinary living entity, has no capability to become the Ladini potency. It may be a selfish desire, but it is ill-informed. So we have to be very, very cautious about that no such erroneous idea about the truth of Radharani. This will save us from greatest danger of being either sentimental or whimsical. To clarify this subject matter of the absolute truth, we found in the teachings of Lord Chaitanya, who kindly advented for the benefit of people of Kali Yuga. They have no good sense. They are mandamati, mandabhagya. Because they are mandabhagya, they immediately took attention of this misfortunate situation of Kali Yuga. And they thought that we have to come down. But Krishna and Radha already appeared 5,000 years back at the end of Dwapara Yuga and played those intimate pastimes that people misunderstand because of the influence of the age of Kali. So therefore, to clarify all this misunderstanding, yet the purpose of worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the form of Radha and Krishna combined has been an absolute necessity for going back home, back to Godhead in this hard struggle for existence called Kali Yuga. So therefore, to give pertinent information about the truth of these personalities, Lord Chaitanya, in the form of a devotee, appeared to reveal his personal opinion. Krishna has to come in the disguise of a devotee to reveal this personal information, and best could be conveyed through the process of devotional service. So, a devotee and his life should be in tune to convey the most idealism in the perfection of human form of life. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught to his intimate disciples, the six Goswamis, about this truth. And therefore, we understand through their writings, like Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Sri Jiva Goswami, all they were stalwarts, and Gopala Bhatta Goswami. They have realized the truth because they were direct disciples of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who were entrusted to propagate the art of devotion. They were the standard throughout Vrindavan, and they influenced, their writing influenced throughout the world. Nobody can construe any different ideology. Bhakti Shastra is like the razor's edge. It can cut off any illusion, but at the same time, walking on the razor's edge is also very, very dangerous. Means you have to be careful. A wrong foot can cut you off. So, to walk on the razor's edge, means as sharp as Krishna's opinion. We didn't accept Krishna's opinion from the very beginning. That's why we fell from His grace. Now we have to understand and go back. Otherwise, falling down is sure. Krishna has to expose His reality, the absolute truth, through His potencies. So simultaneously they are appearing to make us understand. Rupa Goswami writes beautiful verse about the appearance of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is none other than Radha Krishna. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahi Anya. So, through the revelation of a devotee, we'll be able to perceive, understand and perfect the art of devotion, you know, rather than you directly approach Krishna. Krishna never accepts one who directly approaches Him as a devotee, unless He is recommended by a devotee. So, we have to work within the framework, because knowing our frailties, incompetence, yet we are conscious living entity and try to, you know, understand the secrecy of life. Radha Krishna Pranay Vikriti Ladini Shaktir Asmat Ekatmanau Api Bhuvi Puradeha Bhedam Gatavitav Chaitanyakhyam Prakatam Adhuna Tadvayam Chaikya Aptam Radha Bhava Dyuti Suvilitam Naumi Krishna Swarupam. Please listen to the translation very carefully. The loving affairs of Sri Radha and Krishna are the transcendental manifestations of Lord's internal pleasure-giving potency. Although Radha and Krishna are one in their identity, they separated themselves eternally, so they can enjoy. Now these two transcendental identities have again united in the form of Sri Krishna Chaitanya. I bow down to Him who has manifested Himself with the sentiment and complexion of Srimati Radharani, although He is Krishna Himself. Lord Chaitanya showed His Yugalamurti Swarup of Radha Krishna to His intimate associate Ramananda Rai. This incidents come in Chaitanam, Chaitamritam, you know. But to understand this personality, Krishna is the single moiety, the supreme moiety. But at the same time, He has His internal potencies. He is all potential, cause of all causes, but through the help of the internal potency. There is no difference between the potent and potencies, but yet potencies are manifested and keep him hidden. Krishna is not cheap. So we have to go through the potency. Radharani is his Ladini potency, the pleasure-giving potency. She regulates Krishna. She is called Ramadevi. Rama is the one who is given Ram to the Supreme Person. Rama means Ramayatiti Rama, one who dangles himself within himself for his own pleasure, is Ram. Ramayati iti Ram, one who is taking pleasure in him one's own self. Can you take pleasure within your own self? No. If you think you can take pleasure within yourself, then you are called a madman. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radha Krishna combined. He came with the sentiments of Radharani and complexion of Radharani. So he is called Gauravarna. Otherwise, Krishna was Shyam. So, the personality is overcasted by the sentiments and color of Radharani. And he came to teach the tenets of pure devotional service. You cannot perform devotional service without the help of Radharani. So, primarily, we are all followers of Radharani. That is our way to approach Krishna. Sri Radhaya Pranaya Mahima Kidrasho Vanayaiva Swadhyo Yena Bhuta Madhurima Kidrasho Va Madhya Saukhyam Chasya Mad Anubhavatah Kidrasham Veti Lobhat Tad Bhavayadyut Ihi Samajani Sachi Gharba Sindhav Harinduhu. There are three internal reasons of Krishna's meditation about his Ladini potency. Three internal reasons made Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to come and taste his own glories. The first one, desiring to understand the glories of Radharani's love, the wonderful qualities in him that she alone relishes through her love. That is one reason. So let me relish that love of Radharani. The happiness she feels when she realizes the sweetness of his love, Lord Supreme Hari. He wants to relish his own love. How does Radharani is so much attracted to him and always ready to please him all the time? So richly endowed with her sentiments, appeared from the womb of Srimati Sachidevi as moon appeared from the ocean. This is the description of appearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, where Krishna is thinking to relish the greatness of himself through Radha's love and to enjoy the loving sentiments that Radha feels by attraction of Lord Krishna. And he wants to taste her love. So, that sweetness of his love, then the emotions of Radha Rani's nature, Krishna wants to develop those emotions. So, a potent is intimately meditating upon his potency. How can you separate them? In spiritual world, in Goloka Vrindavan, and the evident separation between Radha and Krishna is glorified so much that such attempt became all failure, that nobody could do separation between Radha and Krishna. Inseparable situation. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's worship of the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself became the subject matter of devotional service. The Lord knows how to perform devotional service. That is called bhajan. Tans tathema bhajamyam. The word bhaja dhatu in Sanskrit means to worship with devotion to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, not the devatas. So bhaja is the root word for bhakta and bhagavan. So what constitutes bhajan? That is to be understood. Bhajan doesn't mean take harmonium and chant and this. No. Whether the bhajan conveys the devotional service, the pleasure to the Lord, that is the target. All actions of our can become bhakti if it is pleasing to Lord Krishna. So, this is the tattva that Srila Prabhupada gave classes on Radhastami. He will emphasize the truth that Radharani is the manifestation of Ladini potency of Lord Krishna, for Krishna's pleasure, not for somebody else's enjoyment. We need to understand that Radharani is not ordinary village girl of Raja. Cannot try to estimate her glory by looking at the physical form. But the unparalleled devotional service she rendered to Lord Krishna, that nobody can surpass her devotional service. How can the internal potency of the Lord can be understood in the ordinary terms of our material experience? So don't think she is an ordinary village girl. Her glorification is on her activities, and we will be revealing that in songs of realized acharyas, that how do they glorify Radharani? So, we have to keep in mind that the transcendental nature of this Ladini potency is extremely important for us to understand, and let it be our only guide in understanding Radha Krishna leelas. Everybody must have known by reading, but may not have realized a little truth of it. So we have to be careful. Yeah. So with this introduction to the nature of the Ladini potency, Ahlad is the word describing the joy of heart. It's called Ahlad. Prahlad obtained that joy of the heart right from the womb of his mother. that Ahlad was presiding. Therefore, we can say the child realized the absolute truth of Lord Krishna and his pleasure potency, which sustained him from the atrocities of his demoniac father. So, she's pleasure-giving potency, and everybody hankers the drop of pleasure. Otherwise, this material world is called Tatale Vari Bindu Sukha Sutamita Ramani Samaje. Like a hankering for a drop of water in the scorching desert. This kind of so-called little pleasure that we are after within the society, friendship and the family relationship. But all we get is nothing but more scorching heat from them. No satisfaction. But this, the Ahlad of the heart, when one receives through chanting the glories of Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare,
one naturally quenches all kinds of thirsts. So, let's quench our thirst by chanting the glories of Radharani.